So, how's Australia placed when it comes to planning for the spread of the virus? Adam Camrad-Scott is an associate professor at the University of Sydney who specialises in global health security. He joined me earlier.
Australia's been very well prepared for a number of years with regards to national pandemic preparedness plans. So a lot of work was commenced around 2005, particularly with the emergence of H5N1 bird flu. And there's been a number of developments, including national exercises that Australia has run. And those plans have been constantly reviewed and updated since that time.
And you were involved in one of those national exercises. When was that?
So that was back in 2008, and it was called Exercise Sustain. What it did was look at the non-health sector impacts of a pandemic and how Australia would institute recovery plans to get the economy back on track.
Is that the last exercise of this type that we've seen in Australia?
That's the last national exercise that we've seen done, but obviously after that exercise occurred, we also had the 2009 H1N1 influenza pandemic, and so those plans were revised in light of that experience, and the Australian Health Management Plan for Pandemic Influenza has been revised since then again as well.
And obviously health authorities are on alert in Australia at the moment as this virus spreads, but do you think that we are due for another national exercise like what we saw 12 years ago?
Well, it's always wise, and certainly the WHO has been encouraging countries to conduct regular national exercises. So is it time for Australia to look at doing this again? Yes, arguably yes, but probably obviously after this current outbreak is over.
And obviously we're in the middle of it all now. What arrangements are in place for coordinating Australia's health resources at the moment?
So the National Incident Room in the Department of Health in Canberra has been activated since January, and they've been closely monitoring the developments overseas and obviously advising the government and advising the chief health officers all around the states and territories, as well as feeding up into the chief medical officer. So there is a number of committee structures which meet regularly to review the information and ensure that Australia's plans are moving in a timely manner towards preparing the nation for the arrival of coronavirus cases.
So hypothetically speaking, for example, let's say we see a cluster of cases in one state. What happens? How does the nation respond?
Obviously, the first process is to try and identify all of the cases. So there'd be contact tracing, which is basically where health officials try and identify all the people that may have come into contact with the people who are infected. And then those people would probably be isolated and encouraged to stay away from potentially spreading it to other people. In the event that we start to see sort of more widespread local community transmission, then health authorities obviously will move more rapidly or more broadly, providing information to the local community about what to do to try and reduce the risk of infection.
Adam Camrad-Scott from the University of Sydney.